Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's recording. Hey, guys. How's it going? Just trying to be positive.
Fuck that. Keep that same energy. Fuck that shit.
Keep positive.
Fuck all that, man. They late. They late. Positive. Especially when you pay for that extra. I've always paid for that little extra for them to come between 5 and 10 minutes early.
Fuck, man. A little IHOP and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised you ain't get up and cook as much as you like to be. Behind the grill or the stove.
You know the thing, I cooked last night in the kitchen. I didn't feel like cleaning it up. That's why I had to order some breakfast. Like, God, you know, yeah. I'm fucking ordering shit like that.
That's how it be.
Man, I made some meatloaf last night. That shit was fire, though.
Oh, yeah? I ain't had a good meatloaf in a minute. Farron ain't made meatloaf in a minute. I love meatloaf. You use tomato paste or you use ketchup?
Neither or. It was like a shallot gravy.
I'll use the gravy with the meatloaf. You're a gravy person with the meatloaf.
This is my first time doing it.
Okay. I want to tell y'all, admit to y'all how hard my nipples are. They are percolating under this hoodie just by this conversation.
Over the meatloaf?
Over the conversation, general. Food is just food is my spirit animal.
I don't even know how to do that.
But how is food? Who's your spirit? Never mind. Why would you say light spirit?
What'd you say?
This nigga you are a piranha man. That's what you are. You up around just tearing shit up, huh? Hold on.
Now they finally got there. Okay. Ty Davis. Ty still got a background up. Ty getting his money. You see, she getting his money and all the way. Look at her trying to not. She's scrambling, trying to take it off. Like, Tyana, how are you, Tyana?
I am well, Robert. How are you,
Tyana? Take that miniature ass Christmas tree down. You understand me? I want you to take it down right now.
Hey, boo. Yes.
Hey there, Kishi. Listen, first of all,
I'll be right back. I gotta distribute this food. What up?
Go ahead, do your thing. Do your thing.
It's not a Christmas tree. It's a wreath.
Okay. Put that shit back at the top of the closet. Pull it back out the third week of December, because that's when y'all pulled it out. Y'all know y'all ain't doing it early. That's the birthday girl, ain't it?
Yeah, this is the birthday girl.
Happy birthday girl.
Oh, happy birthday.
Bring my other phone. I was trying to explain to her that technically
that's not how aging works.
See, they turn 18 and they think they can sass you. You know, she yelling and hollering. But I told her because of COVID, you got to knock the COVID years off. So technically, she's like 16, 15.
Shit, I'm gonna do the same thing with my age then.
The Marvel bleep.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't no snap. You know, it happened. You know.
Okay. So. All right. I like the hair color on your tie.
Oh yeah, I got new deal.
Yeah, you looking very Mary J. Blige's right now. I'm waiting for some new music to drop.
Yeah, well, you know, she drop her best music when somebody do it wrong. So, okay. New set.
Not somebody. Casey specifically.
In particular.
Y'all just need to get back together real quick. I know y'all going to end up having to go to rehab and all types of things afterwards. But Do it for the culture. Because that last dude she was with, it wasn't a dancery and all of that. He treated her nice.
He treated her nice.
Yeah, I mean, he did it wrong in the end, but he didn't do it wrong.
He did it wrong too.
He didn't do it wrong enough though.
Y'all comparing Mary J. Blige to Billie Holiday is what it sounds like to me. Because I know Ty saw Billie Holiday versus United States because she kept talking about Tone Bell's booty in the movie.
Let me tell you something.
That's the only thing she took away from it. Tone Bell was smashing Billie Holiday up against that dresser drawer. Dropping jaws, and Ty Davis dropped her jaw. She's like, oh, Tone Bell.
He became Mr. Choke Stroke after that. I was like, oh, that's how you're not acting. That's how you do it for real, Tone. All right.
Mr. Choke Stroke?
Because listen, the way he put Billy up on that counter, boy, he did that. Man, I'm going to watch it again today. I tell you, I'm going to watch it today.
What was your word for a penis? A rocket? What? Meat rocket?
Oh, the meat missile.
Meat missile?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because sometimes you got to clean it up for the thing, Brent. You know, so y'all meat missile, be careful with that.
Yo, I like that one. Yo, meat missile. To her. Yo, that's a King Day special.
We're so easily amused. Keisha over there studying the script.
I'm trying to send this a quick email.
Listen, Keisha's stories be inspiring me. She, every time I look at Keisha's page, I be like, dang, let me put this in my journal. Her travel videos, boy.
We don't ever see her ass still, Ty. I hit her today to do squad cans. I was like, yo, you on a helicopter, D-25 man, or you on a plane right now?
Screenshot too, like...
Don't ever sit her ass still, B.
I'm sitting down right now, literally.
Keisha, I know you were just texting your driver what time you need him to come pick you up and take you to.
First of all, I don't have a driver. I do have a heart out at 2, though. I have a spot. I have an appointment at Burke Williams.
I ain't mad at it. Spy day is important, man.
I ain't got nothing but love for it. Do your thing, boy.
As long as I'm at home for the week, I'm definitely getting in the jacuzzi at least twice a week this year. I'm definitely getting my money this year.
That's what you do at the spa, getting a jacuzzi?
No, I'm at the crib.
They said when you get in the jacuzzi, it get constipated. It can't make bubbles no more or nothing.
You get constipated.
It'd be like,
did you cookie get?
Has anybody ever had a colonic?
Ooh. Nah, I want to get one though.
I'm the scared. Fuck?
Leave my ass alone till I'm dead. I
get a colonic. I mess around and lose 10 pounds. Go ahead and get that old meat out of there. All that old pasta, all that shit that didn't break down the way it was supposed to.
I'm thinking about it.
That troublesome gut weight right there. I definitely do it.
Taco Bell giving out colonics right now.
With the wings?
Man, you get dried through colonics.
The milkshake of nanorobots. They take care of all of that.
Nah, I'm good on that one. I'm good. Especially like now that I was doing some reading about the Neuralink that Elon Musk is trying to push.
Yeah.
You know, the chip that they put in your brain. They put one in a chimp's brain and got him playing ping pong. Or Pong with just his mind, like he's connected to the computer and he's just returning a serve on with his mind.
And they know it's him because he's not sweet.
I'm good on that, bro. That's a cheat code.
Nigga, Neuralink me to motherfucking death. Let me tell you what. Upload your boy to the cloud, nigga. Fuck a pallbearer. Y'all better somebody carry my hard drive to the next computer.
No, I'm
nigga,
good, bro.
Never die. I'm about to be.
Nigga, they just gonna
great grand
They gonna program you to be a villain,
like Space Jam.
If they can control you like that. I mean, if they give you access to, like, because I watched this one video and it was like, basically, when it's all said and done, you'll have the ability to like just search something that you don't know just from your brain. Like you'll be connected to the web. So anything you don't know, you can just like ponder and just find it.
Yeah,
I don't like that because I feel like that's too much of a cheat code. I like those kids that were struggling when it was time for them to read. Like they needed that.
Hold on. I'm talking about somebody being in control of your brain and having access to you. Keisha said, I want everybody else to struggle when they reading like I had to.
No, I was good. That's why I was waiting for them. Like, but you're not going to get on my level just because you got a chip. No, my nigga. I read a lot of books. I work hard for this.
We grew up with dumb kids in smart kids.
Wait a minute. Whoa. The arrogance. Keisha, they'll be way my past your level. My teacher
a whole different reading for
them. You'll get on my level with a chip.
Remember, I don't know if y'all had this, but in Detroit, remember CP, you had like flights, discovery, all the little reading books for each grade. My nigga, yeah. I was on flights in third grade. She was like, I'm gonna put y'all in the corner. It's four of y'all. You guys are doing really well. I'm like, yeah, I'm not reading discoveries. I'm above that. I got all the Babysitter Club books.
Hey, Keisha crazy. Any girl to hold on to her third grade achievements, talk about them and pull them up. you're one of the number trauma field. You understand?
And look, she didn't have to think
either when I was in third grade. I tell you what,
like, she didn't have to think long about it either. That was in her like already like right like clock cocked and loaded. It was ready.
Is we talking about, you know?
Nah, you ain't have to search for that. You was waiting to throw that up in somebody's face. That was a young
third grade reading. There were four of us.
It was in our frontal lobe already cocked and go. Yeah. All right, I'll take it. I don't know. I just feel like that could just fall into the wrong hands. I mean, we can't even keep control of missile codes, and you think that you just gonna upload yourself to the server and ain't nothing gonna happen?
I think Ty gonna be looking at meat missiles when she get the Eurolink. She gonna be sitting back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gonna be too. That'd be dope, though. I ain't gonna lie. That'd be dope. You could just watch anything you want in your mind,
bro. Any and everything has been hacked, bro. They hacked Twitter.
You can already do that.
Instagram, all that type of stuff.
You can watch. Hilarious. Shut up, CP.
Hold on, wait. They said with the Neuralink, you'll be able to like talk to someone like telepathically, right?
Like a whole phone call? Like we have a whole phone call up in the head.
We have a whole conversation next to each other without opening our mouths, right? So if they're able to hack Twitter and all of these big companies that's probably spend millions of dollars a year for their security, how hard is it to hack into another person's brain and then have young men walking down the street jacking off just so she can see what she's impressed with before she takes her pick.
Listen, I don't like it. I don't want no part of that. I just did some shows this weekend and what one of these gentlemen said to me after a show last night, I was like, what did he just say to me?
What did he like, say?
He walked up to me. Ryan was like, hey, this guy wants to take a picture. I was like, okay, cool. So I go over and I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, being all wholesome and stuff. I forgot, you know, I forgot I'd be cussing and stuff on stage. And he was like, yeah, I'm sorry. You said you want me to eat your pussy. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. And I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, I didn't say that on stage. I was like, oh, I did say a little something along them lines. And well, ain't nobody around. Come on.
Yeah. that don't happen to us as dudes.
Wasn't nobody around?
Man. You said you wanted your dick sucked? We don't get that.
that never happens to guys.
Come on. And the crazy thing was, he was with a woman. So I thought it was like his girlfriend or his wife or something. And she was trying to shoot at Ryan. He trying to shoot at me. Me and Ryan looking at each other like, they was trying to take us down.
Shoot or shoot.
Who's gonna shoot?
I mean, but you know, that's flattering that you somebody's celebrity crush or you their hall pass. They came together and they were willing to use a hall pass on the both of y'all. Look at God.
What city was this?
Philadelphia. So I was like, nah, I'm cool.
Oh, yeah. They thought y'all was rich.
I'm cool.
The show that he did last night. Where he was hoping that nobody came because it snowed, right?
Bruh, let me tell you something. That snow came so fast and so, like, it was, we was like, oh, it's snow flurries, it'll be fine. We looked up again and was like, oh, it's a winter wonderland. Oh, okay. All right. But people came and he did call. He was like, all right, is it people? Them people came, they done slipped and slid and zigzagged on the road to get to that club. But I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get fun. Yeah, whoever show, we're going to
give
it.
You a show.
Whoever show, we're going to give this work. But it was a good time.
To hear Ryan talk about his top 10 comedians.
Ryan know he be starting shit with them lists. I love it.
Listen.
Keep going.
Every time he do, I just be like, why he doing this today? Like, okay, so you woke up and chose violence today? Like, the last list that came out, somebody got upset with me. Mm. Somebody got upset with me about the list. And then, you know, they tried it, and I was like, oh. And then I had to...
I like the way Ty be checking people. It'd be funny.
I had to check.
Ty would literally check you like an auntie would check you. Now, first of all, I'm not your mama, so watch out. Whatever she lets you do in y'all little house is what she lets you do, but don't come in here with all that crap.
Come over here, that.
You don't pay no bills in this house, sweetheart. That's what we're not gonna do. She kept her legs crossed the whole time she did it. This in the mouth. This all she did. Now we're not gonna do that.
We're not gonna do none of that over here. They be trying to listen. And I've been trying to tell people, like, y'all need to leave people alone. Cause just cause we tell jokes and we be funny, and then you don't know what we like. When we not telling these jokes, like, you could get hurt. You know what I mean?
You look like you a biter too. You look like you'll bite the shit out of somebody's shoulder.
I told Ryan, I was like, one time I got fired from my job. I was 19 years old. I was working at the Wendy's, and this little hussy came up to the Wendy's to tell me that she was messing with the dude I was messing with at the time. And I guess she thought, because I was at work and I was on the clock, that she wasn't gonna catch these hands. I hopped over that counter at the Wendy's and I beat that girl ass in the Wendy's and I got fired. But this was before they had the 4-for-4. But the point I'm trying to make is, don't mess with me, because you don't know who I used to be.
She definitely got the very first 4-for-4 at Wendy's that day.
I don't know.
That's another
one. Beat her by the chili? Beat her by the chili ball?
Listen,
hop it over. Crackers in the eyes.
Got you got them solid frosty hands.
If Ty is 40 or 70 using words like hussy. Like, I ain't heard nobody use hussy in a while.
You know a hussy when you see a hussy, though. You know what I'm saying? They be all hussied up, like, calm down, you little hussy.
Heifer.
Hussied up, though.
You use hussy, I mean,
and this was a crazy thing, because, like, you know, this was back in the 1900s, and this is when we had pagers, and I kept getting the 304 page, and I was like, yo, who playing in my pager today? Because, you know, 304, when you spit it upside down, you say, yo. all day, and I was like, yo, who?
Wendy's home.
And she came up to my job, and she
played on your pager first? Oh, that's...
She looked familiar. Like, she looked familiar to me, but I couldn't place her. And she was like,
It was his cousin.
And I was like, oh, she think I care about this job. Oh, you think I care about this job? Nah, let me come on across this counter. And went right upside her head. Yes, I did. Got fired. Yes, I did.
Across the counter on somebody is the realest shit that you could do right there.
I ain't gonna lie. When pagers was out, Wendy's was a dog ass job to have. It was something about that time period where it was like, yeah, man, that's back when Wendy's had the yellow boxes for the
yellow
prize.
Boxes.
Yep.
So I worked at White Castle's, because White Castle's paid the most out of all the fast food restaurants. All the other, like, I think McDonald's was starting at like 6.
How you know, Tahir? How you know how much Arby's paid? Nigga, you didn't even check everybody.
I didn't check everybody. We had an Arby's in St. Louis. We had an Arby's.
But you didn't check their salary or their partnership.
No. At the time, my palate wasn't developed enough for Arby's. Okay? Arby's
Arby's had a top tier seasoned curly fry.
Yeah, they fries was that.
Yeah, but they didn't have chicken tenders back then. or chicken rings and White Castles did, nigga. So
bad tenders, bad tenders, because they had a tangy barbecue sauce. The barbecue sauce is very tangy.
That shit was wild.
They had a chicken sandwich. I looked at Arby's. The Arby's was on Lindell, goddamn me, and Vandervender. I went to the Arby's because it was right next to a Rally's. That's why I ended up working at the White Castles. Plus, at the time when I got hired, I wasn't driving. So White Castles was the number one pick because it was in my walking vicinity.
So say that. Don't say that they had the best career opportunity.
Right. You're hungry ass.
They had the best opportunity for upward mobility. CP is what I'm trying to let you know.
Okay. White Castle was paying niggas 18 an hour plus overtime.
And burgers. They didn't pay me any burgers. I didn't want Arby's burgers.
They started at $7.50, and then it was a dollar more when you did the night shift. So I was doing
night shift differential
on the night shift. What are you saying, my boy? Raises every 6 months.
It ain't even a night shift if the restaurant is 24
hours. They was doing it like that.
and when you went full time, you got immediate health coverage. You got immediate health coverage. You got Aetna insurance. Immediately when you start working.
Oh my God.
What's Aetna?
Aetna is like Blue Cross Blue Shield, but better. Full coverage.
Okay.
And dental and vision. But I was 17.
People have died and came back on Blue Cross Blue Shield. You died anything else? How do I say goodbye?
I never, as a teenager, cared about health insurance at a job. So here's the grownest.
I had a kid.
He worked at White Castle.
I had a kid at 14. I needed to know about all these benefits. So I needed to know what the health benefits was like. And I also needed to know what the benefits of the food was like. If I'm going to be taking some of this home, I need to make sure I like it.
You had a kid at 14. Nigga, you had a little brother, you mean?
I had my son at 14.
That's crazy.
That's a different kind of struggle. I had my oldest at 14. So
you just came out of the drawers with the cartoons on the ass.
You know.
Yeah. Right into some wet work. Slip right into it.
Somebody was getting that Flintstone dick.
I mean, in my defense, it was a first time shot for me. You know, I was a good girl, like good clean girl, like the kind you find at the Black Awareness Rally. And you know, he had said some things to me, and I was like, well, that sounds about right, and I let him.
Not at 14. You probably was the cleanest girl you knew.
That's why it was such a scandal. That's why it was such a scandal, because it was like, not time. And I was like, yeah, they got me. All my other friends, they had been doing stuff. They was doing all the stuff.
Exactly.
And I just let them put the tip in, and he got me.
I'm going to tell you. When you a real good girl and you get pregnant at 14, all your friends is like, what the fuck? But all your friends is like, bitch, it ain't nothing but a little bit of hard work. ain't nothing but some hard work.
Well, listen, this is as good as place as it is for us to jump right into today's first topic. Before we do that, I want to give a big shout out to Keisha E, special guest. We got Brent Taylor in the house, special guest. Comedian CP in the house. Special guest, and of course,
I'm your cousin. I live here sometimes.
You basically do. And we got special guest Ty Davis in the building as well. We're gonna jump right into this first topic right after this.
Look, y'all listening or watching right now, I'm like, yo, how does he look this fine? How does he look this good? And if you was here right in front of me right now, you'd be like, ooh, how does he smell that good? The answer is Hawthorne. Hawthorne's grooming products are my answer to looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. Hawthorne is a premium men's grooming brand that makes it quick and easy to be confidently your best, with skincare and hair care made just for you. They use data from hundreds of thousands of customers to recommend perfect products for your body chemistry. I'm talking about skin type, hair type, and lifestyle. Look, I could lean on drugstore stuff, but am I really gonna trust that stuff on this beautiful and handsome face? I could go to a department store and just get overcharged like crazy over there. But what I really needed was a company that I can trust and set me up perfectly with a grooming routine full of tailor-made products that was still affordable and that's Hawthorne. So lean on Hawthorne to upgrade your body wash, your deodorant, or your shampoo. Let them recommend a face cleanser or some moisturizer to up your game. And of course, find your favorite cologne. First, take the Hawthorne quiz, and they ask you things like, what places do you like to go? Are you a club person? Are you a small bar type of person? Kind of intimate bar type person? They ask you what type of drinks do you like? They want to get to know you. What I loved about it was the quiz was super easy, it was super quick, and it was super fun. I really enjoyed taking it. At the end of the quiz, you'll view customized products tailored towards your body, your hair, your skin, and your lifestyle. I tell you this, got some of that body wash and scrub-a-dub-dub. Lady couldn't keep her hands off me. It was a great night. Also got some nice cologne. Sprayed that on, tried to leave the house. Didn't make it. Hawthorne stands by their customers. So if you're not satisfied, Hawthorne will retailer the products to you. And they'll do all that for free based on your feedback. And they'll pay for the shipping, so there's literally no risk on you. So make sure you're ready to take on anything and anyone that comes your way by taking the Hawthorne quiz today. So go to hawthorne.co and use the promo code SQUAD and get 10% off your first purchase. That's HAWTHORNE.CO and use the promo code SQUAD. Once again, that's hawthorne.co and use the promo code SQUAD.
First topic of the day, would you rather move to Alaska and be insanely rich versus stay in Jamaica, have all your expenses paid, but you have no money?
Oh, nigga, Alaska.
Wait, not yet, right? Are we back? Are we back?
Yeah, yeah, we back. That was me. That was me.
We can talk about it. We can talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Alaska, nigga, send me to the tundra with bread. And I got bread. I got bread in the tundra. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm making shit.
Rich. Insanely rich.
Oh, I'm making you know, shit.
Can I tell you my plan?
I'm bringing the sun with me. I'm growing everything I need in my artificial heat. I can't go to Jamaica and be broke.
He's not wrong.
Stay there. I'm out every fucking weekend.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, so here are the caveats, right? You can vacation, but you can't stay gone longer than a week if you're living in Alaska. You can't, like I'm going to the south of France for a month or 2 months.
It's cool.
That's it.
But we insanely rich, though, right? So we can have heat.
Insane, I mean, stupid rich.
I don't want to be in Jamaica and watch everybody else balling, getting high, and I have no money. So I got to watch everybody smoke and look good. No.
All your expenses is paid. So they for sure got tree money for you, but you can't stunt on nobody. Yeah. You can't never stunt. Like
I just got to be humble with my dreadlocks and just chill.
Nigga, look, your girl regular, your car regular, your regular.
I got to eat regular jerk chicken? Nah.
Jamaica, bro, in Jamaica, a regular girl, she done been dance hauled on. She done been pound the river. Pound the river. You know what I'm saying?
I can't choose Jamaica.
Swing around with the big boys. That's
all. Hold on, wait. What'd you say, Keisha?
I can't choose Jamaica because I ain't gonna have no nigga. They don't fuck with skinny girls in Jamaica. Have me out here cute as fuck, just single. Like, no.
I'm being cute as fuck. Keisha, you broke. Uh-uh. You can't even rock with the big boy.
It's different. It's different for women than men, though. You could be a broke chick and find a guy that's gonna take care of you. You a broke dude.
I can't even get fat.
Nah, them niggas in Jamaica will feed you. Them niggas in Jamaica will feed you.
Dickless, everything in Jamaica.
They gonna fatten you up with some jerk chicken,
That's all you know is jerk chicken.
With those pies, the meat pies.
And they gonna give jerk you the beef patties. And then you put the little shorts on and take the top button of the shirt and unbutton this shirt and then be like in the dance hall.
Red stripe. They're gonna give you all the red stripe you want, all the Jamaican rum you want. It's gonna be lit. It's a little situation.
The more I get, the more I just want to be out the way. So send me to Alaska. I ain't gotta deal with that. Fuck, I'm flat.
Hold on. What is y'all plan in Alaska?
In Alaska, what you gonna do in Alaska?
I'm gonna tell you.
Now wait. I need to know what Ty's leaning toward if she has something before you go with your plan, CP.
Okay. Now I'm a tropical person. I don't rock with winter. I don't like snow. I don't like cold. I don't like none of this. But you telling me in Jamaica I'm gonna be like poor?
No, like you're like okay. Let's say like
kind of poor too. Remember the nigga that was running like with that gun on the side of the car?
With no man, all bunny.
You got a full ride at college, right? Imagine full ride at college, and they gave you a little stipend for living expenses, but it literally just covers your living expenses. So you never be broke. I mean, you never be hungry, you never be thirsty. You already got a place to stay, but you ain't got no like spending money.
Where she stay at? Is she staying in a shanty town or something nice?
Nah, she's staying on a resort, right? So they got a little pool, a little jacuzzi, stuff like that. You straight. But you ain't never got no money to do like if you wanted to do something. You ain't, yeah.
Oh, I thought
you ain't got the money to take a vacation. You ain't got the money to take a vacation.
So I'ma do Alaska because I can bring Jamaica to Alaska. I just won't be, you know what I'm saying? Cause like I'm insanely rich.
It's gonna die in Alaska. It's gonna die.
I'm insanely rich. So that means that I can facilitate a Jamaican-esque environment in my compound or whatever. I don't have to worry about being cold because I'm rich enough that it don't even seem like I'm cold.
The pool not gonna hit the same. Can I say
I feel like y'all ain't never been to Alaska. I feel like y'all don't know, like in Alaska, they have to put different batteries in the car. They have to have bigger amperage in the car. I feel like y'all don't realize that the windshields in Alaska are thicker because it's so fucking cold in Alaska. Like they have to assemble the cars differently in Alaska than they do anywhere else in the United States. I don't know if y'all are grasping the magnitude of the situation. My sister's lived in Alaska for 7 years, for 5 years. So I'm telling you.
I've seen a dude ride a dog in Jamaica though. I've seen a dude ride a German Shepherd through the town in Jamaica. So I'm still with Alaska low key, bro.
But here's the thing. I'm only going to be there 4 days out the fucking month. I can be gone for a week, come back for a day, and I'm back the fuck out. I don't have a tiny ass studio apartment in Alaska. I don't give a fuck. I got cribs everywhere else. Alaska is not where it's going down. Alaska is just where I come back to change my
mind. First of all, Alaska, if I have unlimited funds, to hear how much money do I have? Give me a
nigga,
number.
Unlimited. The number does That's not exist for that amount of
number
money.
Number don't exist. Bam, I'm turning Alaska into the frozen Dubai. Now, this is very important because in Dubai, it's extremely hot. It's a desert, right? But they brought water. There's a big ski resort. There's the deepest pool in the world is in Dubai. Why? Because there's money there. So like, just like if you go to like any of these cold football towns, right? Indianapolis, Detroit, they got these domes, these little domes that they practice in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would make one of those, but I would make that dome be about 70 acres, right? Now that dome, 70 acres, I would put a jungle in there. I would put resorts in there. I would put rides in there and it would be temperature controlled. I would never come out of there. I would make that look so fun. I would hire directors and people to make it look so fun that I would attract people and trap them there. When I got them there, they could never leave. Not
they got to stay with you.
They got to stay. And then,
okay.
I'm rich. Oh, and okay. I'm definitely evil because I live in Alaska. So like, it start off real cool, but I'm evil. I'm evil. If you try to leave, you're going to die. So you pick. Turn up or turn up dead somewhere.
That is a cold movie plot.
I would have somebody construct me the gyroscope that they had on the new Jurassic Park that looked dome.
The little hamster ball.
The ball, yeah.
Bro, imagine the shit that you'll see at night in one of those just cruising through Alaska. You ain't got to worry about no bear, no moose, none of that shit. That
That's
shit is
the dumbest shit. So when that goddamn ball slide into the ocean, because ain't no traction, ain't no tires on that bitch.
Nobody no lights.
Your ass. You feel
I just thought of CP, I'm insanely rich, bro. You don't think I got a plan for that? I got
to. No, I don't think you got a plan for that. Because you, the person you asked for was a goddamn glass ball. Nigga, we balling. And you want a glass ball.
I'm going to have a tracking device in there. If something like that happens, I ain't got to worry about it. I got food. I got water. I got air supply. I hit the tracking boom. They come locate me.
I know who to get rich with. Tahir ain't no fun.
Let's get some damn frogs, man.
You got fun out of here? Going through the wilderness and the globe, we get to see shit.
Fuck the wilderness, nigga. I'm rich as fuck, nigga. I'm rich. The wilderness.
I'm so rich, I'm trying to prove that Bigfoot is really alive, nigga. That's what I'm looking for. The fuck is he saying? Hey, man,
Bigfoot alive, he about to see this chain. You know what I'm saying? This watch. Not the watch. Shout out my nigga Boo. Hey, dog.
I'm having a good time while I'm rich, man. I would try to make a cold adventure park like a thing. Like the roller coasters have heats on them, they got windshields on them, but you still get the drops and all of that. I think that should be dope.
You're already annoying me with how rich you are. I don't know how to do it.
Nigga, you're kidnapping people.
Yeah.
You're kidnapping people.
Nigga, you know, we on the news. Don't come down here if you don't want to. Don't come up here. You ain't trying to.
Nigga, CP give people, he gonna welcome them into his house and then give them a poison. Listen, and only promise them an antidote once a day.
Oh, man, we lit. We lit. Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I mean, I will probably pick Alaska, but I'm gonna do it a little differently, though. I do like the idea of you making it like a cold Dubai, like having a
game. Yeah, that was kind of tight. That was kind of tight. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you made Alaska like a big, a banging ass ski resort, and you had the outside hot tubs, and
you brought the beach to it, and all that. Nigga.
You got Usher doing a residency there. Usher and John Legend. Lil Jon DJing as a residency there.
He got stripper bears.
That nigga say stripper bears?
Listen, because
that's Alaska.
That shows, look, nigga, it's so lit. The bears that got butt ass nigga. It's not even, they don't even need their fur. We didn't temperature control.
Nope.
Get a lap dance. Ooh, where y'all from?
Why is your brain hurt like that?
Where y'all from? Ooh.
Y'all from Baldur. Why is the bear still growling? Give this nigga a piece of salmon or something to shut up.
He in there. We in there. He on his phone and shit.
Where you at? Drop the location. Ooh, drop a pen.
A bear could never.
Y'all so childish.
Oh, snap, dude.
Should it be lit? All right, well, shit, let's put it to a vote, man. What are we doing? We doing Alaska, we doing Jamaica.
Alaska.
I'm in Alaska for a couple days.
Keisha ain't gonna know how to act, bro. I swear to God, we would never see Keisha. She look how she act right now when she just selling dope, getting her money. Imagine if she didn't even have to do that. She was just like, just had money at her disposal. Keisha,
you wouldn't have 7 mile kingpin.
Crazy.
Listen, I don't know if y'all saw the episode where Keisha had admitted that she went to jail on Squadcast, and everybody kept asking, what did you do?
Yeah, she tried to breeze.
She kept
fast.
Going through the story. She didn't acknowledge these niggas at all. She was like, yeah, it's so my grandmother. You know, that's how I really got. They was like, no. But why did you go to jail? But I've always had a hand in the community and like just the black community. Just
okay, so then after we went to trial, you know, my defense team was very, very solid. You know what I'm saying? And millions was spent.
Shout out to my lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And they talking about
Keisha was in jail. She had made a calendar and shit. She was selling the calendar to other inmates and to the guards. It was crazy.
Jail ain't even that bad. You make shoes.
But wait, see, being a convicted is different than being arrested. So you wasn't convicted, right, Keisha?
Todd, she was in jail. What you're talking about, Ty, is when you get arrested. Yeah. She wasn't awaiting trial. She was doing her fucking time. No.
Okay, because jail and prison.
Tell me more about the Bears.
We'll talk about it later, Keisha. She said, what's up with these Bears?
This is so funny. This is like an old Zooming episode. I swear to God, man. That shit's so funny. All right. So everybody's Alaska. Feels like everybody's going to Alaska.
It's A-Town
Alaska.
Up. A-Town up.
What have you made? You made Alaska the new Atlanta, nigga?
All
the trap boys. Let me tell
you. We all coming to that dome. We coming to that dome.
Alaska has the highest suicide rate because, like, you know, it's like 60 days of darkness, nigga. If you brought some good weed up there, them niggas would be chilling.
Hey, nigga, I'll be out on BET. If you want me to find me, you know. Hey!
So ridiculous.
Yo, this like
Alaska is unanimous with the win on that one, man. We're going to go ahead and jump into this next topic right after this.
This year, it's time to get off the couch and get back into the bedroom. Blue Chew can help. Guys, we know that confidence can take you far in life. And when you feel confident, you are at your best, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at the fraction of the cost. You could take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready when the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days, baby, within days. Oh, and the best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in the line at a pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. With Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. You know what I'm talking about? So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code SQUAD at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping, baby. That's it. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for being our sponsors for Squadcast Podcast.
Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather eat out of a trash can at a five-star restaurant versus only eat gas station food? Now, this challenge runs for 6 months. And the food that the trash can that you have to get the food from is only food in there. They're not like throwing up the napkins and the garnish and all that shit. It's only food in the trash can.
That's still gross, nigga.
I'm gonna be with you.
Can I start? Because I know what to hear. Give me the gas station food because it's my food. It's clean. Nobody ever touched it. I ain't got to worry about nobody. Somebody could have had a cold sore eating that goddamn them noodles. And you just sit there like, oh, these noodles is good because it's 5-star. Fuck 5-star.
Yeah, I can't. I'm being germaphobic for a trash can and somebody leftovers. Nah.
I mean, but like you got to think about it. Sometimes people send food back and they can't reserve that food. So that would just go straight into that trash can.
The fact that you have dreams.
Maybe because they ordered something different.
Bro, that's how I know somebody is crazy. That's how I know when I see homeless people, whether you're crazy or not, when they go in the trash can and start eating the trash. If you just out there begging, I don't believe you crazy yet. But if you dig in there and start eating trash, I'm like, oh, that nigga crazy.
Nigga, let me tell you something. If I've been on the streets for 3 days and I'm starving, I see somebody those I'm just saying, I'm starving, I ain't got no money, I'm going in that trash can, my nigga. I don't care what you're talking. I'm not crazy. I'm starving. Nigga, there's a difference.
You ain't gonna even take drugs first? You just gonna go straight to the trash.
Listen, drugs gonna hoeing. Make me hyper.
I'm gonna start hoeing before I start stinking.
I need some fuel, baby. I need some fuel.
Yo, bro, your low is so easy to get to.
I can go without money. Go
without yo, rock food. Bottom is like right here at your chest. Listen,
hungry? Oh, nigga, I'll throw in a towel so fast.
Bro, I drink gas before I drink out the trash can. I would literally drink the gas from the gas station from eating out the trash, bro.
Like, why is that the ultimatum,
though,
Brent? God damn, it's a lot of other
shit. Man, I can't eat trash. Just go straight to the trash. Anything could be in the trash, bitch.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that trash can
only has
the trash can only has food in it. It doesn't have napkins. It don't got cigarette butts in there. It's only like they only taking the food from the tables or what people didn't.
I didn't even think about cigarette butts.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
That's all I'm trying to tell you, bro.
That's not in the trash.
Cigarette smokers were eating this food, probably. No.
Never, nigga.
Ariana, you're saying, it's COVID. It's, no, I just.
He said 3 days, yo. My nigga to here was breaking 3 days.
Eating out the trash can is a whole different level. Gas station food, you got fucking comedians and actors out here that's eating gas station food right now.
Hey, I swear to God, I ain't gonna lie. I was riding with this comedian. His name will remain nameless. I ain't gonna do my dog like that.
I don't even try to take a shout out to here. I
was
just saying, like,
oh, no, I can't even
to here. We all know it's to here.
It's not to here. It's not to here. We riding, and this dude. We was in this van, and this dude.
No, exactly who you
dirty motherfucker.
You know exactly. Hey. Who
you are dirty motherfucker.
What?
What happened in the van?
Go ahead.
We stopped at 7-Eleven, and this nigga said that these are some of the best wings in town. I was like, wait, what?
Everybody
I swear to God.
Knows.
And he was like, yeah. And it was the honey habanero. It was the honey habanero 7-Eleven wings. And I was like, Wendy, why would you say they're the best in town? I got mad love for my brother, but the best in town? Even to hear them say that the hot dogs are the best in town. I mean,
Actually, I do. 7-Eleven premium beef hot dogs.
The best hot dogs in town are at like a baseball game or something. To hear, how dare you?
Oh, man, not 7-Eleven.
The ones at the baseball game aren't filling. Okay, they're usually skinny ones, and they've been boiled. All the flavors out of these are rotisserie style prepared. They are just turned.
They are ironed on a metal, on a hot metal.
Hey, the one that's cooking on that damn Hemi engine.
You watch your fucking.
They sell them next to paper towels.
They sell them next to pizza roll up that's rolling on the same little wheels as those.
That's a taquito. And that taquito now has whatever the inside is filled with. It has that flavor as well as the hot dog juice flavor. You're welcome, nigga. That's two meals in one. That's a two for one.
You're welcome.
This one, I don't understand why gas station food gets such a bad rap.
Exactly, Ty.
Because, listen, hear me out. I be rocking with you. You know what I'm saying? Like 7-Eleven's wings do be fire, but they pizza? Listen, you can get a whole 7-Eleven pizza. They can make it for you right there if you want it fresh. 2-3 o'clock in the morning after a show, get the whole fire. I done took down the whole 7-Eleven
pizza.
Pat let me pick.
Pat let me pick the restaurant. Lunchtime lottery episode. And you know I picked 7-Eleven. I had them send him a full pizza. I got him the hot dog with the personal pickles so he could dress it up the way he wanted to. I got him some wings. Now they
blended. You probably
okay.
You probably the only nigga in America that'll match his hat and shirt and wear glasses and that person eat a 7-Eleven hot dog. Other people who eat 7-Eleven hot dogs is like construction workers, kids getting out of school who don't have a parent to go home to.
Meth addicts.
Yeah, meth addicts.
That is number one.
Yeah, they call that month. They call that they month. The Hey, Brent, that's month. That's a meth brunch.
It's a dude smoking meth on the pizza box. That's how they sell it. It's on the commercial.
This slender.
Look, and then They don't even throw the dough for you. They don't even throw the dough.
This is already thrown. It's pre-thrown.
Where did they throw the dough?
Where did they throw the dough at?
Are all 7-Elevens equal? Do they get better from state to state?
No, you can get a better pizza off Amazon.
They do have some better ones. They have some that actually have like a sit-down area like Wawa's now.
What state got the best 7-Eleven?
I'm telling you because you ain't gonna appreciate it. You ain't gonna appreciate it, bro.
Come on, I'm on the road.
Hold on.
Keisha done made a pack of noodles and she tried to eat and talk. What'd you say, Keisha?
First of all, baked chicken breast, broccoli. Whole Foods, okay.
Gender reveal to go play. Get your play, Keisha. We got baked chicken. We got some broccoli. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Reveal to go play. I don't know about no 7-Eleven pizza. I feel like they're making that in the easy bake oven in the back, and I'm just not. I didn't know you could see whatever they got out.
Listen, you can order your food. You can order all your food from 7-Eleven on Postmates, all right, just like any other restaurant.
Bro, right. Think about the intelligence level of the person who has the job of packing the frozen pizzas that are shipped out to the 7-Elevens with another motherfucker with an equal or lower grade level.
I don't care.
It's heating them up for you.
Oh, nigga, you act like a fucking... Bell Prize winner is cooking that steak in wherever restaurant you go. That nigga's cooking a steak. He's not coming up with the
he's cure a chef. He's not giving me 5-on-3 and then ordering, making me a pizza and then selling me a lighter and a box of cigarettes and a lottery ticket.
You don't know that. You don't know that nigga's side hustle or his dream.
What about the restaurant? I don't know where all
the Kleenex is in. The little bitty to go Kleenexes, nigga. That's the type of shit the nigga making y'all pizza know.
You ever had that CP Royal Farms chicken? That's gas station. Listen,
what you Royal think, Farms what you think is royal about the farm. Ain't no Royal Farm.
let me ask y'all this. Y'all throwing all this shade at gas station food.
Either you royal or you a farmer. All right,
we just buy ourselves.
What about the gas stations that have the Wendy's attached to it or the other
right. place?
That's technically gas station food, my
nigga. So, here, go to the Wendy's side and ask them niggas for 20-on-8. Is they gonna be like, oh no, this ain't the fucking, you gotta go to the, this is just Wendy's. Whoa, sorry, you gotta go to that side.
Restaurant that's attached to the gas station. Mm-mm.
You say what?
I don't really fuck with fast food, period. But it's been times where like I've been on the road and you gotta stop and get something to eat. I would go another 50 miles before I stop at the fucking Wendy's.
She will keep driving until she see a gender reveal before she stop at a McDonald's.
So this is attached to a gas station. Mm-mm.
Is that blue dust on the ground? It must have been a boy.
91 in them goddamn and that oil they cooking them fries in. I'm not. Mm-mm.
Oh, hey, you said. You said some of the 7-Elevens got seats in them, dog. They got sit-down 7-Elevens?
Yeah.
With waiters?
The big ones.
They got waitresses?
Like waiters and stuff like that, but you can tell, like, it's a different 7-Eleven.
There ain't no regular 7-Eleven.
How do you know this?
Like, the ones that are, like, at the travel plaza, like, the travel stops and stuff.
The big truck stop type joints? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Truck stop food be fire sometimes when you on the road. I ain't gonna lie. Truck stop.
It's a truck stop, though. It's just a truck stop. It's
food. That's why I asked what city. I was like, city, it got to change from city because it ain't hitting in L.A. to here. They ain't got the best wings in L.A. If you say, you will go to 7-Eleven. I've seen you eat 7-Eleven wings.
Man, listen, y'all.
Maybe that's why y'all feel like that.
My character, and I'm trying to put y'all on the game. Let me show y'all something real quick.
They say 7-Eleven food give you freckles.
Look at this. Look at the 7-Eleven right here. This two-story 7-Eleven, huh? Look at this. See the seating area right here?
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, okay, they got the outdoor seat.
Look at this. They got a wine selection.
Go back to that. That was a Subway in there.
Where?
Yeah, oh, they do got wine at 7-Eleven now. Yeah.
Boom, look at this. They got a whole wine area. You know what I'm saying? What is you saying?
What state is this?
Don't worry about it. I ain't telling you nothing. You will never see it. For disrespect.
I'll see it. Tennessee.
That's it. Let me find out.
My motherfucking tax dollars is going to turning 7-Elevens into 812s.
Man, yo, this shit. They got room.
Let's put it to a vote. I'm not gonna take this slander for one more minute. Wait, to a goddamn vote. Wait. I'm sick of your shits.
Wait, I'm sorry, because CP, what you just said needed to be recognized. 7-Elevens to 812s. Listen, that was really funny. That was really good. Much. I'm sorry.
I said it like six times. Everybody was loud, so I kept trying to reiterate it. It's all good. Thank you. Thanks, Ty. I appreciate it. I just want to, you know, first of all, this for me, it was a surprise. And I want to thank everybody who had anything to do with it. My friend Ty, who's sitting in the front row, who decided to reiterate and bring it back up. This does not happen. This don't happen.
Make your pick, nigga. You eat out of the trash can and you eat that gas station. What you doing?
Gas station.
Okay. Gas station. Ty?
I mean, it has to be the get, because if you putting it, even I don't like the food touching and mixing and the juices.
You rinse that shit off. You rinse that off. Put it on the faucet.
No.
You rinse that chicken off and that steak off. Britt, what you going mm-hmm. with?
Gas station.
You know damn well, bro. I ain't eating like no possum, B. I need gas station food.
Hey, Britt. This nigga Tahira will be in the trash can if the gas station closed. Oh, gas station fuck it, man. That's right
gotta
do, for me.
They got to do something with that waste, baby. They got to do something with that waste. And I'm going with gas station, too. So it looks like gas station is unanimous on that one as well. We're going to jump into this last topic right after this.
The conference championship is some of the most exciting football that you'll ever see in the playoffs. Because this is a game that's going to send one team to the Super Bowl. A team's whole season is riding on this game right here to get to the next step, to get to that big game. Nobody wants to make it this far and lose. Me personally, I hope it's the San Francisco 49ers, man, because that's my team. That is my team. They are a run-first, bully, ball-dominant team, and I think they can take it all away. The NFL Conference Championships are here, and to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-1 enhanced odds on either conference championship game. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win either conference championship game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. And it's simple and easy to use the app. They have generous promotions every day. It's safe and secure with best-in-class customer service. Also, when you win, FanDuel will pay your winnings in as little as 2 hours. If you already have FanDuel Sportsbook, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use the promo code SQUAD when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use the promo code SQUAD, that's SQUADD, and pick your conference championship team before kickoff.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only, all right? $10 first deposit required. Must wager in a designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com RG in Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
Last topic of the day we have, would you rather pee every 15 minutes versus take 3-hour poops?
Mm. 1 3-hour poop?
You say what?
Just 1 3-hour poop or like...
Yeah, how many 3-hour poops?
Well, I mean, how many... put that to how many times you normally poop a day.
You're supposed to poop at least once a day.
I go at least 2 to 3 times a day. Yeah, every day.
You eat 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Fuck you, Brent. we moved on to the next topic.
I'm going with a 3-hour poop. I'm going to give me a good book. I'm going to sit down on that toilet because I only go like maybe like every other day, probably. So that's cool.
What's wrong with girls? Y'all better start shitting. I'm so regular, I could shit a whole vitamin.
Now, listen,
my doctor told me it's fine. Everybody's body is different.
You're supposed to go at least once a day for regular. Now, I'm gonna be transparent with y'all because I know I'm a little older than some of y'all, okay? Now, my doctor told me that I needed to have more vitamins, okay? Now, I ordered a multivitamin, okay? I took one multivitamin. When I tell you that motherfucker locked me up like a 1998 Geo Metro, I was in this bitch hurt. You hear me? I was in here Googling how to cure constipation from home. And I was on the toilet for a good 3-4 hours trying to get that thing up out of me. I said, Lord, please, I ain't never prayed so much to be able to take a poop. I was rocking back and forth. Child, it was so hard. Like, I was crying. It was rough them few days. And I said, all right, Lord, I don't know what you're trying to tell me, but I hear you. And if you could just help me get this bowel movement, because if not, I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to the emergency room tomorrow. I did everything, and I was on the toilet for 3 hours. So I'm going to go ahead and take the pee in every 15 minutes, because that's really what my life is like now. Because, you know, my kidneys be moving. They be moving. So that's I'm already living the 15-minute pee life. I'm going to take the pee. I don't want the 3-hour poop.
That's
disruptive
as hell every 15 minutes. So if your smashing session go 20 minutes, you got to hold on. Real quick, I'll be right back.
But what if you got to take a 3-hour dump right while you're smashing?
Let me stop you right there, Tahir. Let me stop you right there. 15-minute smash session? No, sir. Young man, I got shit to do. I got to fold these clothes in the morning, all right? You're going to come on in here. Matter of fact, I'm going to warm up before you even get here. Okay, it's already going to be ready. You just come in here. You finish what I started. We're not going to be doing this all day. Okay, you're not going to be jumping up and down on me. I got stuff to do. No. Let's go, Tay-Tay. 20
hilarious. Minutes.
No, I'm hot. Get off me. No. I'm hot.
Yo. Yo, I'm gonna tie on that, man. I gotta pee, man. Let me pee, bro. I'm gonna tie on that one, dog. I couldn't do that.
I just got real emotional. I'm sorry. I just had to share that because y'all my friends and I miss y'all and I love y'all. I just wanted y'all to know what I was going through. I haven't taken that goddamn vitamin since. I need y'all to know them vitamins should. Can go to hell.
You gotta drink a lot of water.
Man, you might need to start with a probiotic.
Flush that bitch out.
See, my mistake was I'm already on iron. So I picked a multivitamin that had like a small percentage of iron.
It didn't. You can't go iron on iron.
Yeah.
Iron sharp as iron.
Robot booty. 3%. That multivitamin said it only had 3% iron. Yeah, I didn't know. I must have 97% in the other pill. Is that 3%? Let me tell you something. It took me down. I was hurting. It took me down.
That's how I go. Turn your ass on the Android. All green text bubbles.
I would take that 3-hour poop any day. You know what I mean?
Why?
I could do an hour and a half easy by myself just on some regular shit. Like
But you talking about 3 hours for life, for like the rest of your life? You doing 3-hour joints? This is not like a little.
I mean, I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, that's a long time.
3 hours?
That's 3 power episodes.
Playing your day quarterly.
Nigga, that's one Malcolm X.
Listen. Hold on, wait, say it again, Keisha.
You're gonna be making so much content from that toilet in them 3 hours. You can get so much work done. Every 15 minutes you gotta pee, especially as a woman, because I can't pee outside. That shit don't never work for me. I tried it one time at this park and it was down my leg and I was like, this is not,
listen.
So every 15 minutes, you in traffic in LA traffic for an hour. Now you peeing in your car.
But what if when you gotta take a dump though, you already know it's gonna be a 3 hour dump though. So that's what I'm saying. Like you at somebody's house.
I take my dump first thing in the morning. Wake up, boom, 3 hours. Well,
me too.
But what, I'm just saying, well, I'm chilling at CP house. We playing video games or something. I'll be like, hey man, where your bathroom at, real quick? I can't just slide in.
No. If you shitting for 3 hours, you ain't doing that over nobody's house. If you feel like you gotta go, you gonna be like, all right, I gotta get up out of here. Unless
what if it just come up on you? What if it just come up on you at work? You
gotta take a diarrhea. You can hold it.
That's what Grace say. What if you got diarrhea? So you had 3 hours of diarrhea.
That's what I'm saying.
You better watch what the fuck you eat.
And it's gonna hurt. It's gonna feel like like your soul leaving you. Like Ty said the whole time. It ain't gonna be fun. You'll be sweating, you'll be naked. You're not gonna be making content,
all,
bro.
All the more reason to take it at home so you can hop your stinking ass right in the shower right after you get that all that sweat and that funk up off of you.
And you smiling about this. Like it sounds like you got a whole routine that you do. You got a shower after this, you got your music.
I was the type of person. For the most part, I could use a bathroom anywhere, right? But I've been spoiled because of quarantine by only using it at home. And now it's difficult for me to use a bathroom anywhere else when they don't have a bidet. I love my bidets. Like, and all of our restrooms have it. So now it's just like, oh, I love it. It's just a different...
When was the last time you went in a public bathroom? When was the last time you had to go? Because you was emergency. You had to do it. You have a choice.
When I left Jamaica.
Do you keep a little water gun as a travel bidet?
No, real talk though, I'm not gonna lie to you. Hello Tushy, I had bought one of them from Hello Tushy and they give you this travel bidet and it literally was just a water bottle. It was a collapsible water bottle with a nozzle spout that like folded in and folded out. And like, that's the travel bidet. That's literally what they
gave you. It gave you what you needed? It gave you what you needed?
I've never used it. Oh God, heavens no. I am.
Heavens.
I would just wait till I get home. What do you say? Travel with it? I clutch my pearls at the very thought of it.
Yo, bro.
No, thank you.
This has been an interesting day.
You say what, Keisha?
You gotta pee 4 times an hour. Let's say you up for 10 hours, 12 hours. You know how many times a day you gotta go to the bathroom? That's crazy.
That's a lot.
40 and 48.
Yeah, that's just too much.
I'm just saying things change after 40, y'all. And I just feel like y'all should know. You sleeping through the night? No, you gotta get up and pee. You got to pee.
Listen,
especially if you drink water and stuff how you're supposed to.
So Ty, is that why old ladies always be seeing all the crimes in the neighborhood? I was jumping for hacking the money. And that's when I saw everybody shooting everybody.
Listen, if I had to pee 4 times an hour, I'm going ahead and getting the pens, baby. I got to get the pens. I'm just going to pee on myself for one of those. Two to three of those times I'm peeing on myself. I can't just keep getting up.
I mean, you can.
But that's your business. Only you know that, though. But only you know that. It ain't going to hurt. It ain't going to be painful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to be cool with it.
I wish I would be sleeping on a nigga in a Pampers.
He got some nice. He got Calvin Klein. It's you nice.
They designed them now to look like underwear, Keisha. Don't do that.
You got a pinky penis in the morning. You want some morning sex?
They look regular. Now, Keisha, don't do that.
Don't change it, right? Won't you get like diaper rash, like how a baby is?
Wow!
You gotta put a little A&D ointment on, a little powder on. Make sure you ain't leaving no spots. And look at this. These underwear.
I don't fuck with niggas that wear underwear like that. Number one.
Hold on, let me show y'all something.
Oh, Keisha, you stupid.
This just happened. I don't know, I'm gonna try to get it closer so y'all can see it.
Oh man.
You're not on the screen anymore.
Oh, see, you got the app, don't you, to hear?
You know I got that app. 7-Eleven text me right now, like, hey,
What's hey, that? Big head, we got Slurpees.
Yep. $1 Slurpees right now. Come holler. Hey.
Yeah. Hey. And you get points. You get points. Hey.
So what's the first text to hear? The first text was WID.
Man, pull up. Eggplant, pull up.
What you about to do?
That's the app, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I can't with you to hear. I can't with you to hear.
I'm not proud of that.
And I got the 7-Eleven card and Royal Farms card. They swipe
you,
got,
you can load up the card. You load up the card to get you just add money on that, so you don't need your wallet with you when you go in there. I get all types of points. They got view deals. You can choose
like, yep, sure do.
Look, because he's saying he got it right.
He's saying the right thing.
Ty, like, after 40, I go there, I get me 2 Pepsis and a thing of Bayer aspirin. I sure do.
Let's put it to a vote. Let's put it to a vote. Let's put it to a vote. Like, I'll pee every 15 minutes or 3-hour poops. What are we going with?
3-hour dumps.
Pee-pee.
Ty?
Yeah, I'm with the 15-minute pees.
All right, well, I'm going with the 3-hour poops as well. So the 3 of us win. The poops win on that one, man. I want to thank piss ass.
I'll be on Zoom shitting right now. Like, yeah, and then that's my whole thing.
Exactly. I want to thank piss ass Todd Davis as well for pulling up. Thank my dog CP and thank Keisha E for pulling up as well, man. It's been another episode of Squadcast Versus. I'm your host, Ian Moore. Appreciate y'all. We'll see you next week on another episode.
And this is what they do back in the 90s.
Like, see, that's what I'm saying to you. I've been having your back, and then you be cutting on me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.